Chapter 8. Happy Birthday. Mrs. Quigley loves birthdays. She always brings a cake and a birthday crown for the birthday student to wear. Today is my birthday, and I'm 12 years old. Wear your natural hair to school today. Don't put it in braids, Naomi said to me this morning. It's your special day. She was right. Today is my special day, and I don't want to look like a child. I want to look older. I want to look like Cleopatra Jones and the other cool ladies on Naomi's bedroom wall. Okay, I said. I'll wear my natural hair. My hair is big and curly, and everyone looks at me when I walk into the classroom. Some people laugh. Mrs. Quigley puts the birthday cake down in front of me. There are 12 candles on it. Then she tries to put the crown on my head, and everything goes wrong. My hair is too big, and the crown doesn't stay on my head. More people start to laugh. Mrs. Quigley keeps pushing my hair down, but it doesn't work. Be quiet, she says to the other students. She tries one more time to make my hair flat, and then she steps away. Happy birthday, Stevie! Everyone is laughing now, but Allie isn't laughing. She's smiling at me, and I feel happy for a moment. Suddenly, my crown falls off of my head and onto the candles. A fire quickly starts on top of the cake, and everyone is screaming. Oh no, says Mrs. Quigley. Get away from the cake! I step to the side and away from the fire as Mrs. Quigley throws some water on it. I'm not having a good birthday.
These burgers are delicious, Jimmy says loudly. Happy birthday, Stevie!
It's not my birthday anymore, but Naomi and Jimmy wanted to take me to a burger restaurant. They know about what happened at school on my birthday, and they want to make me happy again.
It's so good, says Naomi.
What do you think, Stevie? Jimmy asks.
My mouth is filled with the delicious burger, so I can't speak. Instead, I nod and try to smile. Jimmy laughs. When we finish eating, we climb back into Jimmy's car to start the drive home. But before we leave, a police car appears behind us and turns on its blue lights.
Oh no, Jimmy says quietly.
What does he want?
Naomi asks. A policeman gets out of his car and walks toward our car. He's tall and wide and has a button on his shirt with the name McMillan on it.
How are you, sir?
Jimmy asks him with a friendly smile. Naomi doesn't like that, but she doesn't say anything. McMillan doesn't answer Jimmy's question. He just says,
What's your name?
Jimmy gives McMillan his driver's license with his name, address, and photograph on it.
Is something wrong, sir?
Jimmy asks.
He didn't do anything, Naomi shouts. We just got in the car.
Please be quiet, says McMillan.
He puts his hand up, and Naomi closes her mouth. I feel sick. Is Jimmy in trouble? Did he do something wrong? McMillan looks through the car window and then points at me.
Who is this?
That's my cousin, Stevie.
Jimmy lies. I don't know why he said that.
McMillan doesn't say anything. He's not looking at me anymore.
He can see Jimmy's Black Panthers flyers on the floor of the car, and he doesn't look happy.
Please get out of the car, he says. Get out? Why? Naomi asks. She's starting to look worried. I can't believe this. Jimmy climbs out of the car, and McMillan starts feeling his arms and his chest. Is he looking for something?
Put your arms behind your back, McMillan says to Jimmy.
What?
Naomi jumps out of the car and runs toward Jimmy and McMillan.
Jimmy!
Get back in the car, McMillan says.
He didn't do anything, Naomi says. We were just in that burger restaurant. We didn't.
Get back in the car now,
McMillan shouts. But Naomi keeps walking toward them. McMillan puts his hand up again, but Naomi has come too close. And because of this, his hand hits her in the face. Naomi falls to the ground.
Naomi!
I shout.
Get back in the car,
McMillan says again. He has a gun in his pocket, and he puts his hand on it. Naomi stands up and slowly walks back to the car.
Are you okay?
I ask, but she doesn't answer. Naomi and I watch the officer hold Jimmy against the police car while he speaks into his radio. After about an hour, Jimmy comes back to the car. We sit silently until McMillan's car has disappeared.
Why did he do that?
I ask.
Because I look like someone that the police are looking for,
Jimmy says quietly. Naomi puts her arms around him.
I'm sorry that you saw that,
Jimmy says to me. No, I stop myself because I don't know what to say. I'm fine. None of us speak as we drive home. We're late, but we don't get into any trouble for it. Mom's still not home.